Next speaker is Sarah Hennessy from the Centre for Commonwealth Education at Cambridge University. And Sarah is going to talk about digital open education resources in Zambian schools. Sarah.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, I'm going to talk about our work, which is embedding new teaching approaches into Zambian teacher education and into schools using a professional development approach that is adapted to the local context. So the OER for Schools project, as we call it, is using digital tools and resources as as an incentive, as an incentive to transform classroom practice, along with open educational resources that are freely available on the internet, to support interactive subject pedagogy, so new teaching approaches that are more interactive. So our recent research involved 8 teachers in primary schools in rural and peri-urban areas near Lusaka, as you can see on the map. And we provided the teachers with netbooks and asked them to use those to incorporate new resources, digital resources, into their lesson plans. We ran a workshop for them, modeling the kind of effective strategies we wanted them to think about. And we followed this up by supporting the teachers over about 4 months in their schools, helping them to develop their lesson plans and their practice a bit further. All of the participants changed their practice. They all developed their use of ICT. They were able to search on the internet to incorporate new resources. They accommodated the perspectives of their learners, as you can see from the quotes on the slide. And they also reorganized their classrooms, as the picture show, to incorporate group work, something hitherto unknown. We saw much more use of interactive, collaborative approaches in the classroom, with learners being able to question, to discuss with each other, to analyze, to participate a bit more. We saw much more practical work, so the students were more engaged in what they were doing too. And the notion of noise, which had previously been quite a negative notion for the teachers, became a more positive indicator of the way that classroom interactions were happening. So we concluded that a shift towards new teaching approaches was quite possible within a short time, with limited resources, but the ongoing support is really going to be needed for a sort of deeper change. So in our next phase, which we're currently just about to embark on, we're developing participatively designing a sort of blended learning approach. This is going to be a professional development resource, which contains video clips, text, classroom activities, sample lesson plans, as you can see here, as a stimulus for discussion. So again, the focus is on interactive teaching and on collaborative inquiry-based learning. And this time we're going to focus on mathematics and science. We're focusing on, we're collaborating, hopefully, with more partners in this next phase. And we're working towards a 1-year blended learning sort of certified course for teachers. We're going to employ a sort of joined up approach to do this, which is a whole school initiative linked with appropriate provision of teacher education. So we're going to use insights from the classroom, from interactive classroom practices of students and teachers, and to create a resource for their colleagues, for teachers to work together with each other. And then working to embed that within teacher education, so working in partnership with teacher colleges. Then we're going to work with the schools that the teachers trained by the colleges go out to, so the novice teachers, and their colleagues in those schools as well. So ultimately, we're hoping to inform professional practice and to promote learning in schools. Oops, went too far. So that's the project in a nutshell, and thank you very much. Thank you.